A small pond sits near the end of County Road F in western Nebraska. At first, it looks like a typical pond off a quiet, dead-end gravel road. But after nearly 20 years of visiting this pond every summer, Larkin Powell is pretty good at spotting its residents.
Look at, like, all the heads. There's the little bumps sticking up in the water.
Oh, that's
like
them.
All the way back. Those are the turtles.
Those are the turtles. Yeah.
This pond is a painted turtle hotspot. Powell teaches conservation biology and animal ecology at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Every summer, he brings students out to this pond to catch and measure the turtles. A handful have fallen into the traps floating in the pond. Now, the irritated turtles are scratching around in buckets, waiting their turn to be measured by the crew of students, who are ready with thick gloves, calipers, and scales.
59, armpit to armpit.
He's kicking me. He's kicking me good. Going back in his bucket.
Powell and his students used 11 years of these measurements to study how drought impacted the turtles. They found that during dry years, the turtles grew more slowly. The conditions also seem to lower survival and throw off the female-to-male ratio. The papers have been Powell's most requested research studies. He says scientists are starting to realize that climate change means animals are reckoning with new conditions.
Now that those droughts are becoming more frequent and more intense, there's going to be some changes, and we have to account for that as we think about the future for species of conservation concern.
The last few years of drought have been a doozy. In early November, more than 79% of the country's population was living with abnormal dryness and drought, a record in the U.S. Drought Monitor's 25-year history. Persistently high temperatures and low precipitation has transformed creeks and ponds into puddles in Kansas and Missouri. It's killed off fish and ruined habitats for migrating birds. In Indiana, the extreme heat and dryness of the 2012 drought wiped out the Karner butterfly. The small powder blue butterfly hasn't been seen there since 2014. And other animals are being seen where they shouldn't be.
Right now, a bear cub is making headlines in West St. Louis County.
Never thought I would see a wild bear in front of my house.
Black bears usually prefer to stay away from people. But Missouri Department of Conservation biologist Nate Bowersock says they're more willing to risk human contact when dry conditions kill the acorns and berries they rely on. That may mean they wander into the burbs or onto farms.
They might start trying to flip over a chicken coop to get at the chickens or decimate a beehive. Bird feeders, too. They love to go after people's bird feeders.
While droughts are a part of the natural weather cycle, scientists have found that human-caused climate change is making them more frequent and more intense. Wynn Moss, a biologist with the U.S. Geological Survey, says it's getting harder for wildlife to survive drought, as they also fight off disease, invasive species, and habitat loss.
So drought just adds another threat to that list, and it can be kind of the death blow for some of these species.
That threat is getting more persistent, according to Moss. Even when drought conditions ease, the effects can stick around. And wildlife is often hit by another drought before they're back to normal.
They're happening so fast that ecosystems are finding it challenging to fully recover before the next drought happens.
Back at the pond in western Nebraska, the turtles have done their scientific duty. It's time for them to go back home. The students walk down to the pond, set the buckets on their sides, and watch as the turtles slowly make their way to the water. They float on the surface before swimming out, only their little heads visible above the water.
Hi, friends.
Painted turtles are a stable population that aren't existentially threatened by drought. But Powell hopes the findings can be applied to other endangered turtle species that might need help surviving the new normal of extreme heat and dryness. I'm Elizabeth Rembert, Harvest Public Media.